You're listening to the Manifest Podcast. My name is Sarah Prout. I'm a best-selling author, a creative entrepreneur, and a manifestation expert. Over the last decade, I have inspired millions of people all over the world about emotional empowerment, intuitive wisdom, and heart-based healing. So in this show, every single week, I'm going to deliver you a brand new dose of inspiration to connect with the magic of the universe and to manifest your dreams. Are you ready? This is going to be fun. Let's get started. Hello there and welcome back to the Manifest Podcast. Today, I am giving a recap of the training that I just taught for day one of the Dear Universe Manifestation Challenge. And the title is The Missing Key to the Law of Attraction. And I kid you not, just as I pressed record on this podcast, a bluebird just flew past the window. So that was a beautiful sign of alignment for sure. So welcome to today's episode. As I mentioned, this is a recap for those of you that either want more insights and you were part of the training. We had over 17,000 people register from all over the world that are part of this challenge. And so what I thought is I would do almost like a behind the scenes additional thoughts episode, run over the key points that I covered as well as some added bonuses. So what is the law of attraction? If you are subscribed to this podcast, you probably already know. But my definition is a little different. It is the way that I view the law of attraction is that it is the ultimate cosmic delivery system of your desires. So as a human being, you set your intentions and then you connect with the universe. But then the universe is the beautiful power that delivers your desires into your reality. But the law of attraction is the delivery system because it's responding to the energy of what you are aligning with and allowing into your reality. So I stumbled upon a missing key with the law of attraction after studying meditation, manifestation, and metaphysics for the last 22 years. And what I can say without a shadow of a doubt that there are proven ways that you can manifest what you don't want and what you do want. So in the training today, I spoke of some of the ways in which people tend to get in their own way. And I'll just share a few of these with you today. Having a mindset of limitation is definitely one of the key indicators that you're manifesting what you don't want because you're not viewing through the lens of expansion and connection to the universe. You're forgetting about your sovereignty. And more than likely, if you're manifesting what you don't want, you're not willing to do the work. And by that, I mean face what's going on, because when you make peace with what is, when you are activating the magic of the present moment, that's when the universe can really rise up and begin to work with you on a whole new level. And so you might be asking, how did you stumble upon this key, Sarah? And in previous podcasts, I have alluded to this a lot, because it's really in the last couple of years that I have experienced what could be called somewhat of a spiritual awakening of self-responsibility. And on a mental level, a very mental level, I knew that it was good for me to connect with a higher power for my spiritual practice. And I was meditating, but there was something missing. And I knew that it was that piece that I was missing from many years ago when I used to reach out to the universe in my moments of desperation. There was something else. It wasn't just my moments of desperation. It needed to be in my moments of intention as well. But I'd fallen into a cycle of forgetting to do that. And this is why it was so incredibly important for me to kickstart that connection with a higher power. And I really, the last couple of years have been some of the toughest that I've ever been through emotionally, especially with the pandemic and a lot of the old ways of doing things have fallen away. My speaking career was just starting to take off and a lot of the gigs that were booked got canceled and never got rescheduled again. And so it's a new world, a new paradigm of manifestation where it's imperative to look at the ways in which we can begin our journey within. How can you connect with the universe? How can you connect with the universe? How can you amplify that consistency of connection? Which brings me to the missing key. What is the missing key, you might be asking? Well, the missing key is consistent connection with the universe. I'm not talking about just a one and done. You said a New Year goal or resolution, or you blow out the birthday candles on your cake and you make a wish, or you see a shooting star and you make the same wish. It is consistently connecting to the higher power that facilitates your life experience, and remembering that through the filter of reverence, through the filter of connection to the field of infinite possibilities, that you are part of that field. And we are all divinely activated through this fabric of oneness. And that's what I began to remember. And I remember like the last 10 years being a manifesting teacher. It's been amazing. I will still continue to teach the same stuff I've been teaching. But I understood on a specific level that my teachings needed to evolve, that I needed to mature in a way. And so I just hit the microphone. Oh my gosh, why does that always happen? I talk with my hands too much. So a year ago to the day, I found myself at the gravesite of one of my dearest mentors, a New Thought writer from the 1800s. His name is Prentice Mulford. And he was responsible for the beginning, part of the beginning of the New Thought movement. And etched on his gravestone, his tombstone, are the words, "Thoughts are things." And a year ago, I went to the Sag Harbor Cemetery here, which is just around the corner from where we're staying right now. And I said, "I'm so sorry. I feel like a failure." And I apologized to him. I stood on his grave and I apologized. And at that point, I was really aware that I wasn't using the tools that I knew were effective. I was turning a blind eye to them. I wasn't using my thoughts effectively. I was allowing myself to be triggered with anxiety. And then it was only 22 to 24 days later, I ended up in the emergency room having chest pains because I ignored all of the signs of knowing what to do and not doing them. And so I found myself at this crossroads where it's like, okay, Sarah, connect with a higher power and see what happens. I mean, we know from a scientific perspective that when you meditate, it reduces stress levels, it reduces levels of anxiety. But when you connect with a deep level of reverence from a space of surrender, you can literally change the landscape of your emotional alchemy. Which brings me to my last point today in this summary podcast of the video training that I did in the challenge. And if you haven't signed up for the challenge, it's not too late. You can go to sarahprout.com/challenge to get all of the details, or you might be watching this on my Facebook page, Instagram page, or YouTube. Just look it up. You can look at the training. It was over 40 minutes long. And so the last point that I have today is, why is it so important to connect with the universe? More specifically, consistently connect with the universe. Well, it's because it's spiritual nourishment. It fills up your cup as an act of self-care. And when you connect with the universe through the filter of connecting with yourself, connecting in relationship, connecting with nature, which is an amazing way to connect with the universe, then you begin to see meaningful manifestations appear in your reality. I guarantee it. So if you would like to know more about this, if you would like to join me for the challenge, or if you would like to get on the wait list for the Dear Universe Academy, your school of meaningful manifestation, then go to sarahprout.com/waitlist for all of the details. And the doors will open very soon. They'll only be open for a short period of time. So this is where you can really dive in at a deeper level to your training and your understanding of how to connect with the universe more consistently and unlock the new paradigm of manifestation. Thank you so much for being here with me today. It's always a pleasure. I love spending this time with you, especially when we are hosting this kind of incredible event that's serving thousands upon thousands of people all around the world. And tomorrow's episode will be about how to spark your connection with the universe and decode your signs. So look out for that one. Thanks again. Bye for now.